Goodbye. P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Kayvon Thibodeau's talking S, but B, I wanted to ask you this. You've talked about practice and the lack of preseason play. When does that, and people are talking about it in the stream chat right now, mm-hmm. when does that, like, at what point is it, yo, it's regular season now. If you played or didn't play in the preseason, doesn't matter. Like, you got
to
perform.
It's going to take about 2 to 3 games for it to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, this is the thing. People always assume just because you are a pro football player, you're always ready to play a football game. You might be in shape. You look the part, but you're not in football shape. You know, when the season would end, guys take breaks. And I would tell you, a month after the season, 2 months after the season, I couldn't go out and play a football game at that point. But once I put about a month of work into it, I probably could go back out and get it done. But once you get on the field and you start practicing against other people, then you realize that, okay, I'm not in football shape. I always tell you, when guys are out there, we say, oh, man, they were out there working out. They're coming back. They could come back because they see that cone over here. They run 5 yards, put their left foot down, cut to the other side, hit the right cone. But when you run into that cone, if somebody shows up, can you really drop your hips and boom, 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 and get out of it? That's when you know you're in football shape. You know, and I think when you lose football shape, you got a problem. And a lot of these guys who've been all the way through training camp, still not in football shape. Because you get into you get in better shape of a football, but when you get on the football field, you're going 100% most times.
I think that's what fans don't see, and not you've experienced it, right? Like, mm-hmm. first person lived it. I have been in enough post-game locker rooms and plenty of post-practice to know and see the difference in the level of physicality. And I don't think folks understand that most players that get to play 60-70% of the snaps and up, mm-hmm. it is full exertion on every snap, every second. Yeah. And, like, I know this, and people can make jokes about this, but this is the truth. When guys get randomly drug tested, mm-hmm. right, and you got to pee in the cup, these dudes can't pee. Like, sometimes it takes an hour of them chugging water just to get fluids back in. Like, their system is so drained.
You drain the hell out of yourself, especially on a hot, like in Tampa.
Sure.
I guarantee you guys lost 7-8 pounds easily in that game.
I don't think people recognize. So, like, when people talk about football shape, like, they're practicing and they're pushing it, but they're not in an actual fist fight car accident on every snap like they are in the games.
When I told you I was getting ready for the bike ride.
Yeah.
I was going out and riding 30 miles, 40. The most I rode was 63. The day of that ride, when I rode 109, I burned over 4,000 calories.
Damn.
And then still sweating just because it's hot. When I got through, after the first beer, I felt tipsy.
I bet.
One beer don't do anything, but because you have so much of your fluids out of you, all you got now running through your veins is probably that damn beer. So you get dehydrated like hell out on the football field, and on a hot day like it was last week, guys lost some weight. The big dudes lose even more.
Totally. So that, I don't know, enough people were asking that question. I thought it was good to try to answer what football shape means. All right, I want to play this Kayvon Thibodeau audio. Thibodeau's a good player. Help me with the pronunciation of this thing.
Thibodeau.
So Tib, not Thib.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
Okay.
The H is silent.
Okay, Thibodeau. Fifth overall pick in the 22 draft out of University of Oregon. He's a Southern California guy. Oregon recruits really well down in L.A. area. Probably they pay a lot, frankly. Thibodeau's supposed to be a beast. The size, speed, all the measurables are there. 6'5", 260. He is not lived up to his draft status, I would say, but he sure has against Washington.
Yeah.
He also had a much better second season last year than he did his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get much going in the first game against Sam freaking Darnold, but still, Thibodeau decided to say this about Washington.
I would say Washington in particular, you know, they're not really a rival, but they're in conference? Yeah, in conference. In our same division, there we go. They're in our division, so it's always a great game. You know, we see them twice a year, so I'm excited. Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback. He's from Cali, you know, grew up knowing him, grew up with him, so I understand, you know, he's a great player, and I'm excited to go against him.
So, I think when you read that, and I'm sure on Instagram it's a headline, like Kayvon Thibodeau says Washington's not a rival. What he actually, he's like, man, they're not a rival. It's a division game. I don't think he really
– If you look at it, since he's gotten into the league, have they been?
No.
Okay. So, I think when you – this is the thing. We automatically assume our biggest rival is the Cowboys. When I got to Philly, I realized their biggest rival were the Giants. But then when I went to the Giants, I realized that the whole damn division all have a little dislike for each other. You know what I mean? Everybody hated the Cowboys. But the Eagles-Giants games were the most physical I've seen in a long time.
Sure.
We hated the Cowboys. But when we played the Eagles, that was physical as hell. And when we played the Giants, it was always super, super close. So – what is the definition of rival? You know what I mean? Like, is it something that fans make up, or is it something that's really done on the field? Because I'm going to tell you, I saw no difference, and I normally saw an elevation of physicality when we played the Giants, the Eagles, even the Cardinals, when we were killing them, it was still tough. But everyone assumes it's just the Cowboys all the time.
Well, so much of it is just playing a team a second time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's an inherent increased knowledge base, and then inherently that's going to create, like, when you know somebody and you know, oh man, that what was the play Thursday night, right? In the opener last week, one of the dudes was it Isaiah Likely? Somebody on the Ravens was pissed about a hit he took.
I think it was Likely.
Remember he went off post game?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, 55 when I see you again, something like that, right?
Yeah.
The odds are they're not going to see each other again. It would have to be in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in the division game, when that happens, you know you get to see him again.
Yeah.
You know, like all those little things add up.
The smallest thing can make something into a rival. Listen, he said he grew up with Jaden, grew up knowing him.
Right.
That could be a rival. You know, what if I played against somebody in high school, now he's on a team in my division? That makes me want to be up for that team even more because, you know what, we go back home, we can brag about it. You know what I'm saying? Every little thing can make it, but ultimately, when you look at the fact of teams that can knock another team out of the playoffs and they knocked you out of the playoffs and the championship and all that type of thing, those rivals grow. And then it comes down to fans disliking people because of whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I think they are still rivals. I wouldn't say that it's number one. But
no.
He's come into the league and – has had the upper hand all those times, so he's like, oh, they're not a rival. But this is the thing, again, about a young guy. He's in his 20s. He has not looked at the history to know that, yes, it's a damn rival.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Giants and back when it was the Redskins and all, they had some games where it mattered to where you're going to go on in the playoffs, be where you're going to be positioned and going into the playoffs. You know, a team wins a Super Bowl out of your division, you want to top them next time.
How would you rank at this point? Let's go around the room on this because I'm curious. I feel like everybody might have a different take. How would you rank for Washington? And let's be honest, some of it even just sounds different with the new name. But like Commander's biggest rivals, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, you know.
I'll go Eagles first.
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I'll go Eagles first because the fans of the Eagles –
take over.
They make it worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fans here, they know how they are. And then I'll go Giants. Then I'll go Cowboys.
Cowboys last?
Yes. Because think about this. We automatically assume it's the Cowboys because you always think back in the day, Cowboys and Indians. That's how it came from.
Right.
But what team seems to be able to have your number more often? The Giants. So I throw the Giants there because we – all sit here up until this Thursday this week. What we've been saying all week. We're scared to talk a lot because the Giants always have our numbers. You're more concerned about the Giants than you are the Cowboys. The Giants can be horrible and you're still worried about them. The Cowboys have had better talent over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They've had better talent. The Giants hadn't always had the better talent, but look at their record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this team goes out and win 5 games, 6 games, they beat you 2 times. Okay? That stuff, that makes it a little bit better because we are normally more equally matched with them, and they seem to get the best. The teams that have better talent, we seem to have a split with them a lot of times.
Yeah, it's interesting. You make a hell of a point.
Danny says, I hate them all. Danny, I am with you, dog. I hate them all, too.
Is that Danny Frank?
No, this is a Danny on the line. I don't know if it's Danny Frank or not.
Well, if it is, I know he does. all right, where do I land here? I'm with you. I think the Eagles rivalry has become the biggest, and I think a lot of it is that Washington usually plays the Eagles really tough.
Plays them tough, and look at the proximity. It's sure. much closer than it is all the way to Dallas.
And, dude, some of it might be at, you can probably figure out who this player is, but there's a player on Washington now that played for Philly for a long time, and he was asked about making his home debut this weekend. He's like, yeah, you know, I've played in the stadium a long time, but it would be nice to have the home fans cheering for me. And I didn't want to put him in a rough spot and say this out loud. I may have whispered it later. Mm-hmm. But I said, dude, playing for the Eagles, you probably had the home crowd. I think.
Yes.
I think the way Philly has taken over FedEx, Northwest. I guess they never took over Northwest. We'll see. But the way they've taken over home games in Landover, I think has added fuel to that.
Yeah.
And dude, they've been doing that now consistently long enough.
Rivalries are not only grown on the field, it's grown off the field as well. And when you deal with a lot of stuff that we hear the fans talking about when the Eagles fans come down here, you know, that makes that rivalry grow because the fan base get a little bit more antagonized and elevated, the emotions get more elevated when those teams come in. Hell, the Steelers come through here too. They take over the stadium. We don't have the same mindset and the stories and rumors coming back from those games. But when it's the Eagles, it's a different thing.
Let's go to – now, obviously, I'm fully aware that historically it's been Dallas. I'm fully aware of that. It just feels a little different now. To your point, it was – Cowboys and Redskins, you know what I mean? Redskins, Cowboys, it was Thanksgiving, it was Pat Summerall, it was John mm-hmm. Madden. Just, I don't know, that one feels a little different. Landini, give me your NFC East rivalry rankings.
I would go Cowboys number one, Eagles two, Giants three.
Okay, why do the Cowboys still get it, just the history?
Yeah, and they're the biggest team. It seems like there's tons of Cowboys fans living in the area still. I think that if you're talking to fans, the team that they would care most about beating would be the Cowboys.
Maybe we let fans chime in on this. How does everybody feel about the phones right here?
I'm cool with that.
NFC East rivalry rankings, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Historically, it has absolutely been the Cowboys. I wonder if we're still there or if things have kind of emerged in a new light. I mean, it's 2024.
The
Washington or Dallas hasn't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s.
The Cowboys thing, though. Did it become a rivalry more because of the play on the field or did it become a rivalry because of the fight zone? That the Cowboys owner supposedly had owned or whatever or what had to sell it back to him or figure out something. The whole story of that became something more than anything else than the actual play. And then over the years, it became a great thing because, you know, TV's played up the Cowboys versus the Indians, that all type of stuff.
Sure. And the teams were really good for a long time.
Yeah, but today, I think I see a lot of craziness when that green rolls in here too.
Bro, I think it might be the Eagles. Yeah. So I'm going to put a tweet out now that everybody can vote on, and I'm trying to be fair. I said, who's the Commanders' biggest rival now? I gave Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, or other. Does that seem fair?
Yeah.
I can't list every damn team. All right, I'm posting it. So people can vote. We'll open the phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Jeffrey, give me your NFC East rivalry rankings?
It will always be the Cowboys number one in my eyes. Like, I can't even – I hate playing with them on Madden. Like, I just have a bad taste for the Cowboys. Then it will have to be the Eagles and then the Giants. And the reason why I rank it like that is because Cowboys, historically, I just grew up hating that team. Two, the Eagles have been the best team in the NFC East, and – We will beat them one time. You know, they'll split with us. The Giants, they're a trash team that, you know, they beat teams that they are not supposed to beat, and unfortunately that is us. So I just count like I don't really. Yeah, so man, we gotta beat the Giants, but it's always, for the past couple of years, it's been Dallas and Philly competing for the top spot, and I always had more pride beating them than worrying about the Giants. So, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants.
Cowboys, Eagles, Giants. I agree with you. The Giants are last. Like, it never has seemed as vitriolic as Cowboys or Eagles games, but nothing to me matches the intensity, anger, like level of, oh my God, a fight could happen at any second, as Eagles games. And maybe that's about Eagles fans.
That's on the field or off.
Yo, this is the most stabby city in America. We're going to take your calls next. Who is the Commanders we're talking about? The 2024 Washington Commanders. Hail to the Commanders. Who is their biggest rival? Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now's the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 tax credits, and Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's Rood.com. to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
In the middle of the night. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Kayvon Thibodeau kind of kicked the hornet's nest. He said, you know, we don't really view the Commanders as our rivals. Yeah, they play in the division, but not necessarily rivals. And it kind of got me and B talking and thinking. Now, and I got a ton of text messages about this. I posted a Twitter poll. The year is 2024. The team is the Washington Commanders. Who's their biggest rival? Now, over 1,000 people have voted. 52% say it's the Cowboys. And if you say it's the Cowboys, I'm not telling you you're wrong. There is a long historical precedent there. Another 18% said the Eagles. 19.8% said the Giants. Mm-hmm. And another 10% said other. Brian and I both think now it's kind of the Eagles. I feel like Eagles games have the most juice, but I also think that's because they typically play well against the Eagles. And the Giants has been mind-boggling for a long time. I mean, the Cowboys tend to throttle them lately. Barstool Nate responded to the Twitter poll, who's the Commanders' biggest rival now? He said Ron Rivera. Shout out to Shelly. She said themselves. I don't know. Kind of a lot of jokes here, but I know a lot of people feel definitively like my guy Tarek down in Richmond texted me, it's got to be Dallas, but I think Philly has become 1B to Dallas is 1A. My boy John Bennett said, I went to college in New York. It's definitely the Giants.
But if you think about that, he said Philly is the 1B to Dallas 1A. If Dallas had that big jump and now Philly is tied with them, what it tell you? Over the last few years, the Eagles have been more of it than what Dallas has been. That's how you catch somebody. You don't catch somebody by them still being the winner and leading. They start to fall off and the other one starts to grow. So if they're tied up in a sense, you're telling me that the Eagles are the is the rival now.
We're going to kick things off with Jupe on line 5. Jupe, who's the Commanders' biggest rival?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas?
What up, brother?
I'm with Jeff where I feel like in my heart of hearts it's always going to be the Cowboys And I'm on the same line, too. I refuse to select them on Madden. I feel like as soon as I select the Cowboys, my system's going to shut down and blow up along with my TV, so I'll never use them on Madden. But to be honest with, if we to be honest with ourselves, I feel like as of today, the team that's our biggest rivals is the Giants. Both teams sucks right now, and they've been kicking our tail for the past few times that we played. I think the Cowboys and the Eagles are more of rival to each other than they are to us right now until we get our stuff together. That's all I got for y'all.
Thanks, Juke. Right, so that was kind of a vote for all three, by the way. Like,
yeah.
Kind of cheated, Juke. obviously, context matters. I believe in context. Let's go to Charles in College Park. Hello, Charlie. Who's the biggest rival?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's happening?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. Please. Charlie, not Charles. I feel like a butler when people call me Charles. Makes my stomach crawl. I agree with you guys completely. I agree with the previous caller that it's Dallas 1A, Philadelphia 1B, and the Giants dead last. The only reason the Giants might be a rival is because they've been dominating us lately. I go back to 1960 when the Dallas Cowboys came into the league. I live in College Park, and I ask people everywhere I go, people like strangers in stores, you know, are you a Cowboys fan? And 50-50, they say yes, and then we start joning on each other. Washington, as Doc Walker says, Washington's not going to have rivalries with these teams unless they start beating them, winning ball games. I hate the way the Cowboy fans and Philly fans come in here and they joan on Washington and they talk down to you. That's got to change. That's where the rivalry is right now. And all the players on Washington's team, none of them know about the history of Philadelphia and Dallas, the great, great rivalry in history with Dallas, and the dirty ball playing with Philadelphia. I'd have to put Dallas first. I don't hate Dallas. I respect them as a good team. I hope we kick their asses, Philly. I hope we kick their asses. Play ball.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, buddy.
He said that you have to beat a team sometimes to be a rival. So I would say that the Eagles is a team that we beat more often, and they're close, and they try to take over the stadium. So that might be the rival. Because I know the history. I've seen it, okay? I know it. Been in it. But as of late, it's been more of the green instead of that little blue and silver.
They just
talk too damn much. They're like cockroaches.
So, a few interesting things here. When I was in college at the University of Maryland, the basketball team was really good, right? And mm-hmm. the games against Duke were epic.
Yep.
And during that stage, I think Dean Smith had recently retired. They were kind of Carolina was kind of in between coaches. And undeniably, for like a 3-4 year stretch, Maryland-Duke was the biggest rivalry. But the historic precedent of Carolina-Duke always loomed, and that was always their biggest game.
Yeah.
So Maryland was like in this weird, you know, stepdaughter role in the rivalry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think for years, Redskins-Cowboys was the rivalry, and the Eagles were like the little brother. And I think that has shifted. I think Eagles-Cowboys is now the biggest rivalry in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Newey Scruggs covers the Cowboys, right? NBC down in Dallas. And he loves making a joke about Dallas Week and all that, right? Like, there's no way Dallas Week is what it was, period.
No, it's not. It's not like it. Listen, I know people like to, once you ask that question, now they focus and they go back to the history. I'll just ask this question. If you were around in the 1990s and you're around now, around early 2000s, and you're around now. Do you see anything that like it used to be? I used to basically be able to drive around town and knew exactly what the hell was going on. You don't even see it anymore. On either side. That's right. The thing about it. You don't see it on either side. But I can tell you when the Eagles are coming up, I start to hear people discussing stuff more often. Because as of late, what team is in the playoffs and then been in a Super Bowl? It's the Eagles.
Right.
So
and the Giants
haven't won as long as we haven't won and right. been in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So how do you consider them a rival? You aspire to be like the better teams, not like the teams that are not. So that's me telling Dallas fans, too, your place is garbage.
Yeah.
You're even more garbage than you think we are. You know why? Because you always have the better talent and are supposed to be in a Super Bowl. And you do the same thing we do. You watch from your house.
Some good comments in the stream. Locked On Law said, living in the past is all Washington fans do. Rev T, dude, the Commanders' biggest rivalry is themselves. They have no identity of who they are. So how can they be a rival with another team? It's a weird place. What does Nell in Hyattsville have to say? Nell, who's the biggest rival?
Yo, Mitch Finney, how y'all doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. Look, for me, it's personal. For me, it's real personal. It's the Giants. And the reason why I say the Giants is it would be the Cowboys. But the reason why I say the Giants is because my family in New York, my family in Georgia, my family in Texas, my family in Florida, and my Bama brother who grew up in the same house as me is all Giants fans. All Giants fans. So I can't escape it. And the fact, B. Mitch, you have something to do with it as well, man. The fact that you played your last year with the Giants, they just throw that back in my face because they know that you're my second favorite player on the Skins. So for me, it's the Giants.
Well, it should be Dan Snyder's the rival then. They're the reason that I left.
Nell, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call, dude.
All right, bro.
Now we do
see. Now I'm getting blamed for that.
It's the alumni's fault.
You go where you when you're not wanted somewhere, you got to go somewhere else, right?
Now this could get interesting. There's an NFL owner on the line, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrah has called in to give his take on who's the Commander's biggest rival. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley. Brian, my hopes are that you get that Hall of Fame. Whatever I can do, you're one player I think who played any damn position on the field. You might have got crushed in some of them, but you'd have given it everything you got. I almost feel tired of saying that after you just threw my team under the bus. But listen, anybody that's above the age of 45 knows it's the Cowboys and the Commanders slash Redskins just because of the previous history that we had. It was more historic than any other. I get emotions that aren't even identified in a psychiatric book. The color of my pee is different. My taste buds are different. All during that one damn week. We'd do anything. And all you got to do is ask any Commander fan, what team do you want to beat the most on your schedule? And I guarantee that will go from 52% to 120%. Because everybody in the DMV wants to beat the Cowboys. I do respect the Commander fans. I've been out to that stadium, never had a problem. You go up north to Baltimore, those are the worst damn fans. I hate them more than I hate the Commanders. I swear to God, they'll try to kill
your ass. Very interesting. Jarrah, I actually wanted to bring that up because I got a ton of responses to the Twitter poll saying it's the Ravens now. And I want to ask Jeff. I want to ask others.
Well, Jeff, Jeff are both.
I know.
Can't be his rival.
Where do the Ravens rank in the rivalry discussion? Nobody go anywhere. Taking your calls. Bob Papa joins us at noon.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This year, FanDuel is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like, and you'll get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and bet on squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Discussing who's the Commander's biggest rival. It's an interesting conversation that, you know, for 100 years, everybody just would have said Dallas. But yep. Kind of seems to have shifted, I'd say, to at least a 1A, 1B with the Eagles. I posted a Twitter poll about just that, and the results keep pouring in. Now over 1,500 votes. 50% say it's the Cowboys, 17% say Eagles, 21% say Giants, and 10% say other. If it's other, the answers tend to be Ravens. A lot of jokes have been made. Their biggest rival are the people that won't give up on changing the name back to Redskins because those people just don't live in reality,
mm-hmm.
or the rebrand itself is their rival.
It's craziness.
It is craziness, but a lot of folks want to weigh in. Let's try our guy Toothpick is on line 8. What up, Pick?
What's good, JP? Happy birthday to a big ear. Happy belated birthday to a big ear blogger. What's up, D-Mid?
Thanks,
chilling, brother.
All right, listen. It's historically, it's the Cowboys because, like the caller before, Jarrah, it's got to do with family. Half of your family's Cowboy fans, and you want to have that one up on them. But realistically, we played the Eagles the closest over the last couple of years. So it's got to be the Eagles and then the Cowboys for family's sake. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, bro. Our guy Drew, I think, will have good perspective on this. Drew, who's the biggest rival, dude?
Well, I agree with everyone who said historically it's the Cowboys. But for me, the last 24 years, I've gone to every Washington Giant game there is, home or away. And I go to all those games with my buddy Vince. He and I have been friends since kindergarten. And I will tell you, the last several years, going to these games with him is a problem. I was going to ask a favor of you guys. If I can get an early bleep you, Vince, I will record that, and I will gladly play it for him at the end of the game if we win. Because losing
bleep
to the
bleep
is
you,
really
Vince.
A problem.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
I stepped over you. Can you guys say that again just so I can record it?
Bleep you, Vince.
Thank you, B. Mitch. I will play that loud and hopefully proudly Sunday afternoon because he's on his way down. So
well,
thank you, guys.
If we win, call me. I'll tell him the real word.
Let's go to West Virginia. Just see what happens here. Hello, Ernest. Who's the Commander's biggest rival?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call again. How you doing, B. Mitch?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
What up, man?
You know what? For me, it's still Dallas, but it seems like it's changing a little bit. Because I mean, I'm from the old days. You know, when we played Dallas, it's almost like you knew the whole city knew about it. And
yep.
I give you an example how it's changing, because when Josh Harris went to was it the Twin Cities where every owner had to vote for Harris
yeah.
to take over
yes.
the team. And I called that during that at that time, Jerry Jones made a statement. You all go back and check on your records of that day. Jerry, the guy interviewed a short interview with Jerry Jones about how it's going, and Jerry
all right,
Jones
just
made a statement
hit it.
about Dallas, you know, taking over the Redskins or the Commanders or kick their tails or something. He made a comment. See,
did we lose him? All right, sorry, Ernest. Thanks for the call, though, man. Appreciate you. You know, I think it's still – it's either Dallas or Philly, and I don't think it's that close.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there is juice for Dallas games, and I don't know – because there's so many, like, fake Dallas fans here that have never been to Texas, but that, you know, this is their team, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think when you go to the game down there every year at Jerry World – there's a lot of burgundy and gold there every year.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of fans down there.
Yep.
And then there's fans that travel there. Like, it does coexist. But the games have been closest with Philly.
Yeah.
Both games last year were close. 2 years ago when they were undefeated and they beat them on Monday Night Football. Hell, the year Ron won the NFC East at 7-9, it was Philly at the end of the season mm-hmm. where they had to –
they put out
Sudfeld.
Yeah, Sudfeld.
I mean, go back to when Kirk won the NFC East. They had to beat Philly week yep. 16 before they then clinched everything week 17.
The question is more or less a two-part question. Historically, what is and what has been over the last 10 to 15 years? Last 10 to 15 years, it has clearly been the Eagles. Historically, it is the Cowboys.
Right.
But you like younger people today, if they're looking at it, a lot of them don't really know about those days in the 80s and the 90s and things like that. They know about late 90s. I mean, late 2000s and the 2020s and stuff now.
I know the story because of, you know, I try to take the history of the organization seriously. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't remember Daryl Grant knocking the ball away in the NFC title game. Like, whenever I heard a "We Want That," the first time I really feel like I heard a "We Want Dallas" chant was when Cooley had, like was the Cooley era. You
know
what I mean?
I'll tell you this. Go listen to the Cooley era "We Want Dallas," and go listen to the 1980s and 90s "We Want Dallas." And I guarantee you the level, the one back in the 80s and 90s was at a 10. The one with Cooley was a 5.
I get it, and I agree. It has
dissipated. And I know people don't want us to act like it did, but I would just tell the people that are my age and people that are older than me, when that week comes, is it anything like it used to be?
I think the people that want to pretend like nothing has changed are largely like in the marketing department. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's a ton of fans that would agree with that sentiment.
Well, if you put that out, like, they'll come in and say, "Oh no, it's the same for everyone." Says the same for me,
right?
Individually, but back in the day, it was not an individual thing; it was a whole area
thing.
Believe me.
Let's take this call. JJ and White Plains been on hold for a while. JJ, who's the biggest rival?
How we doing, Hall of Famer B. Mitch and JP?
Let me give you a fruit tip,
okay? It's always historically, it's going to be the Cowboys, okay? It's always going to be historically. I bleed burgundy and gold, okay? But this is a note. The Eagles, I have to respect the Eagles fan because they show us more respect to us than the Giants. The Giants basically has been sorry so bad, and they still shows us disrespect, whereas the Eagles know that when they come to play us, we got to be on our A game because we can lose. But we can be sorry, and the Giants can be sorry. They still shows us disrespect when both of us is sorry. But the Eagles shows us more respect than any team in NFC East, than any other team. And let me bring it back to historically, okay? Historically, Washington still have of above 500 winning percentage when it comes to the Eagles. Winning percentage to the Giants, it kills us. Cowboys kills us. The Eagles is the only one that we still have an above 500 winning percentage over. But I do want to let you know, it's still Washington, Eagles, and Giants. Giants was number two back in the day when they had Carl Banks, Joe Morris, okay? When it was Joe Morris, Mark Mervile, Carl Banks, we couldn't stand them. They was our number two. It was Washington number one, and Giants was number two when it was the Carl Banks era. Cowboys number one. Yeah.
JJ, we got to bounce, man. We're very late. Thank you for the call, dude. I appreciate it. When we come back, Bob Papa joins the program.
Pop.